Okay, let the record indicate it is 5:03 p.m. and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee has been called to order. Phil, if you could just read those numbers into on site for everyone.
Very good. This meeting is being held virtually via Zoom application. You may access or participate in the meeting using a Zoom application on a smart device or on a PC via web at zoom.us and clicking on join a meeting in the upper right hand of the page. The webinar ID is 9788689794. You may also attend by dialing in. The toll-free numbers available anywhere in the U.S. would be 1-877-853-5247, 1-888-788-0099, 1-833-548-0276, and 1-833-548-0282. Please note, if you experience trouble via a toll-free number, please try the next number on the list. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Phil. Appreciate that. All right, first order of business, I need a motion for the acceptance of the minutes of the committee meeting held on November 16th. May I have a motion, please?
Favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. First item, 2016-014, banking services. Is Lynn on?
Right here.
Okay. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good. I am requesting a three-month extension for our banking services bid. It expires on December 31st. I already have asked for an extension before, and I'm asking for an additional one as with COVID closures here and with vendors and back and forth. I just haven't gotten the questions answered to the banking vendors quickly enough for them to give us a good response. And I want to have a good response for this bid.
Okay.
So it's been extended. We should get the responses in soon. Very soon. I think it's due any minute now. And then it will be awarded soon in the new year, hopefully.
And how long of an extension, Lynn, you looking for?
3 months. Which would be $17,460.
It would be what?
$17,460. Sorry, long day. $17,460 for 3 months.
Okay, so you need an extension of $17,460 for 3 months.
Correct.
And you're going to be... are you going to be rebidding this or just an extension?
It hasn't closed yet. It has not closed yet. I extended it so that I had more time to answer all the questions.
Okay. And the extension will be to what date?
I don't remember. I think it's next week.
3 months from the end of
the extension for this award is 3 months.
Okay. So are you looking for beginning of March?
Sorry, you're breaking up quite a bit. It would extend till March 31st.
Okay, so extend to March 31st. Okay, so you're looking for a motion for an extension for 3 months and $17,460, is that what it is?
Correct.
Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Okay, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion for favorable action on 2016-014. That motion is to award an extension for 3 months, which will be effective March 31st. And the amount of the extension is $17,460. Is that correct, Lynn?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Item 2020-223, purchase various new tires, found on page 14.
Good evening, everyone.
Commander. Good evening, Commander.
The police department is requesting an additional $3,000 in spending authority under 2020-223B that you indicated. The police department had originally requested $24,000 in spending authority for the tire bid, which is scheduled to expire December 31st. As of this date, we have almost expended all of that money. And with the upcoming months, we just want to make sure we have some money still in there. This is not an increase to the tire budget. It's just the drawdown. The current contract does not exceed $24,000. This will increase it to $27,000. If approved, it'll be paid for by the Warwick Police Operating Budget Code 30-211 tires. And I just wanted to bring a couple of points home. Looking at some things a little deeper here, we had a couple of unexpected costs. Just since October, we had 6 police vehicle tires that had side nails in them. This resulted in approximately a cost of $810. We've also replaced the EVOC cars, which go through a lot of wear and tear when they go through this course. We had 9 Academy recruits, and that was about $1,300. And then the police boat, the trailer that was donated, the tires were, the trailer's in great shape, the tires were not. They needed to be replaced, which came to about $1,200. So the total expense for all of those was just over $3,000. We may not expend all of that money, the $3,000, but this will make sure that we have enough to get us to the end of the calendar year. And then this particular item is for January 1st, which will go through December 31st of next year.
Okay. Commander, I know you and I spoke about this earlier today. Thank you for the call. So with respect to these tires, is there any possibility of a JAG grant or any type of grant that might still be available for them? Or
Typically, we don't purchase tires with JAG grant money, especially because it's a budgeted item, but it is something that we haven't researched extensively.
Okay. It was just a question that came up in my mind after you and I spoke. But and the other thing is, as you pointed out, we have more SUV tires now than your traditional automobile tires, which those tires are costing us more money too, right?
Yes. And the thing about the SUVs, they're a much safer vehicle. They use the same tire that is on the police interceptor, but they wear out faster because the vehicle itself is so much heavier.
Sure. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Commander.
Good evening.
You said that this, if we approve this, it goes from December to January.
Nope, I'm sorry. This will go just to the end of the year, and then the new tire bid will kick in January 1st and go to December 31st of next year. So this $3,000 is just to get us to the end of this calendar year.
Okay. So then the new, okay. So your budget for that, and again, I'm sorry for, maybe I should know this, but your budget for that is different from what the city calendar is of fiscal year?
Yes, because they're on alternate dates. So it doesn't fall in line with the same fiscal year. It's about 6 months off.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So this item, and Councilman Howe, it's still going to mature on December 31st, 2020.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, please.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Commander. Item 2021-199, floor mats, wet and dry mop rentals, found on page 29. Hi, Christy.
Hi. Department of Public Works is requesting to award this bid to New England Industrial Uniform Rental Service in the amount of $12,000 for 1 year, January 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2021 for the rental of floor mats, wet and dry mops.
Okay. Christy, and what I know I ask you this every time, but we will ask again. What are these buildings going to be? What are the buildings that are going to be receiving these items?
The city buildings. So Holden for the section that houses city offices, Public Works, the City Hall, Pilgrim Senior Center, I think Fire Station 1, the Police Department. Oh, there's more.
Nothing for annex building, correct?
No. I mean, that's where the mops go, because that's where building maintenance is housed, but
right.
They're not using any cleaning supplies there.
Not where it's being used.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And there was only one bidder on this?
There was. This is the second time it went out to bid. The first time we did not receive any responses.
You didn't get any?
No.
Interesting. Was anyone called to find out why they didn't bid at all?
No.
No. Interesting. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I just have one quick question, Chairman, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead, Councilman, yes.
Christy, is this the company we're currently using?
No, currently we have UniFirst.
Okay, and they didn't rebid?
They did not.
Okay. I will move.
Sorry, I said interesting. Okay.
I will move favorable action.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. Councilman Howe, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Of course not. I'm sorry. I didn't get the comments from members of the public. Sorry. Let me back up a bit. Any comments from or questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
For the record, Mr. Chairman, as of right now, there are zero attendees.
Okay. Thank you. And just repeat the motions, please, Councilman McAllister.
Sure. I will move favorable action.
Seconded.
Okay. Seconded by Councilman Howe. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Item number 2021-222, found on page 32. It is purchase electric mountain bicycles.
Good evening again. Police Department is requesting authorization to purchase two Trek electric mountain bicycles to be used by Community Services Division for a variety of reasons. As you are aware, the city has numerous bike paths, walking paths, inaccessible by motor vehicles. These bicycles will allow the department to maintain active patrols in areas that include the National Grid power lines, Rocky Point Beach, the park area, the city's coastline, wooded areas, parades, in some of the more densely populated neighborhoods. The police department went out to bid on the bicycles, as well as related safety gear, such as bike pouches and helmets. We didn't originally receive anything. We called up some vendors and we were able to get three different price quotes, the lowest one being NBX Narragansett Bikes. The department recommends issuing the purchase to NBX Narragansett Bikes as the lowest quote received. The total price of the two Trek bikes and safety gear came to $6,783.01. The funding source, if approved, will be from the department's community police budget code 30-230, which I would just add, when we put together the fiscal budget at the beginning of the fiscal year, we had noted that we were looking for an increase of $10,000 to the community policing budget specifically for these bikes. So we did present that to the city council, if everyone recalls. And we ended up finding a price for these that were lower than what we researched at that time.
Thank you, Commander. Commander, I think in reading the documents, the three companies that bid as a result of you or someone in the department making calls for pricing were three of the people that had originally received a request for bids. Did anyone ask those three companies why they didn't bid in the first place?
I honestly don't know, sir. I couldn't speak to that.
I mean, that would be a question that I would certainly be interested in knowing, you know, why they didn't bid, if in fact they had received the bid or the correct person received the bid, and why they didn't bid. But, you know, my compliments to whomever got on the phone and started requesting some bids for these items. It's just odd that we seem to be moving backwards a bit on some of this stuff. And also, Commander, is there any state bids out there for this type of an item?
No, these items are fairly new, and they've been being purchased privately. They're just kind of taking off. They're kind of a modern bicycle, if you will, to police agencies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and these will be used for the walking trails and along different areas and Rocky Point, some of the other parks, et cetera, right?
Yes, sir. They'll certainly alleviate the stress of an officer becoming exasperated from traversing the city without that type of power. So it'll definitely give us the ability to keep officers out there longer, and they'll be able to cover more of the city.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, and it's not a ton of money to, I think, get even more productivity. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. Councilman Howell seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Commander. Next item, 2021-223, FBI LEDA supervisor training, found on page 38.
Yes, only because I knew nobody wanted to wait hearing from me one more time. Police Department is seeking authorization for specialized training expense for 8 of our newly promoted sergeants. The training involved is attendance at the FBI Law Enforcement Supervisor Leadership Institute hosted by the agency. This is a 56-6. This course was a 5-day program designed for first-line supervisory level law enforcement professionals focusing on emergency trends, challenges in law enforcement. And the contract that we have for the police department does require the training for all of these supervisors. The training was originally several months back. It kept getting pushed because of COVID, and we were finally able to entertain the training in November here. At a total cost not to exceed $5,076.35.
Again, thank you, Commander. We also spoke about this item earlier today, and just give us the, for everyone's benefit, the overview of the amount of sergeants that you have coming up and potentially some officers as a result of retirees or whatever.
Yes. So I would premise it by saying that this particular training is about $700 per person, which is a really good price. We're paying about twice as that to attend training at some of our local universities. This is also a 56-6 because of the FBI specific training for supervisors. This is just the first level, the sergeants. They also offer training for mid-level lieutenants, captains, executive training, in which there's actually a tri-training award that the FBI gives to each individual. We have had officers in the past go through all those ranks and achieve that award. This particular one with the number, you'll notice it's just sergeants. So I do anticipate that we'll make captains, lieutenants, and even more sergeants in the future. This type of training will continue, and we'll continue to use this particular location as a resource.
Okay, that's good, Commander. Of course, I know I can feel free to speak for not only myself and my colleagues. You know, the training is vital for these first responder jobs that you and fire department have, et cetera. Certainly a worthwhile investment. Any questions from members of the committee? We have any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? As Councilman Howell said, it is a quiet evening. We don't have anyone in attendance. I think it's these Zoom meetings. Hearing no questions, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will move on. Once again, an acceptance of the minutes from November 16th.
Favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, starting out one number one, PCR 116-20. The docket move on to item two, PCR 117-20, resolution to abatements.
Good evening, Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing.
Good evening, Neil.
This month we have abatements in the amount of $9,347.19. Again, this month, the majority of the abatements are for exemptions that have just been applied for. But I'll answer any questions that you may have.
Neil, you have two accounts for $900 and one account for $300. Those were just new exemption applications that have been received?
The $900 ones are a circuit breaker program. That's a low income exemption.
Right.
Do you know which the $300 one is? I don't see that.
No, $800. I'm sorry. I meant $800.
The $800 is a circuit breaker. It's a sliding scale. Okay. So depending on their income, they could get $800. They could get $1,000. Depends on their level mm-hmm. of income.
Neil, have you been receiving more inquiries regarding what exemptions are out there for our residents? I know I've received a couple of calls and provided them with the forms that you actually had given me some time ago for what is available. Have you been receiving more inquiries about that?
I'm not sure if we received more. It's definitely been more condensed because with COVID, everybody bunkered down for a little while. And then as they came out, we did get a few more calls mm-hmm. and a lot more applications. But I'm not sure if we spread that all over the 5 month period that we're somewhat closed down, if it would have been the same or not. You'd have to look at that.
Okay. And what do we do on the city side for, I guess I'll say educating our citizens, of the circuit breaker and the senior citizens exemptions, military exemptions, et cetera, et cetera. Do we do any type of educational mailing, on a calendar or anything of the kind?
Right now, what we have is on our website, on the assessor's page, there's information about all the exemptions. There's also information on the back of every tax bill that goes out. But I have been looking into maybe doing a mailing or even an advertisement, sometime in February or March, to see if we can get some people to come in before the tax bills are issued.
Because I'm thinking also with respect to Councilman Ricks's ordinance that he's looking for in his committee, I think that it certainly would be saving time and money, time on your end and money on the taxpayers' end as a cost to having to back up and do all these things later, and would also provide the administration with a more accurate number for what they can plan on collecting versus, going through the year with abatement after abatement. So I think that to Councilman Ricks's point, I think that might be something to consider in that committee that you're looking at, Councilman Ricks, for maybe some sort of or a better process of educating the taxpayers what's available out there. Because if people don't have to keep redoing these things and we don't have to keep putting out abatements unnecessarily, it's gonna end up, while it's gonna cost you money in abatements, it's gonna save you a lot of money and time. So anyways.
I will make a quick comment on the abatements, because we budgeted about $1.1 million. And right mm-hmm. now, even with the abatements in front of you tonight, we're only running about 200,000. So there'll still be some more, but I just want to let you know where that stands at this point.
Good job. So you budgeted, repeat that again.
We budgeted $1,150,000 for abatements for the year at this level, and not all the appeals have been heard by the tax board yet. But at this level, we're about $200,000, including what's in front of you tonight. So substantially below budget with the mm-hmm. Abatements.
Good. Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on PCR 117-20.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you for that, Neil. Next item, PCR 195-19, a resolution relative to creating a commission to study health insurance benefits. Councilman Sinapi.
I want to hold that to the second meeting in January, please.
Hold till the second meeting in January. You're testing me. Second meeting in January, 22nd. Oh, no. January 20th. So we have a request by the sponsor to hold until January 20th. Can I have a motion?
I'll make that motion to hold to the second meeting in January, January 20th.
Okay. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Next item, resolution addressing fiscal requests for education for fiscal year 2020 through 2021. Councilman Sinapi, it's not drafted.
Same thing, please.
Hold to January 20th. We have a motion, please.
Motion to hold to January 20th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Item PCR 108, item number 5, PCR 108-20, 2019-406, State of Rhode Island Toilets Portable Rentals. We had held that at the previous meeting. Actually, there's a couple items held for Parks and Recs at the previous meeting. James, you are here. So you got the floor, sir.
Thank you for holding that last meeting, Mr. Chairman. I was the only family member that day. So we want to do Section 612, extend the contract for portable toilets to increase our spending authority by $7,000. And raise our bid cap to $32,000. What happened with this summer season is that obviously with COVID-19 and the premium placed in having clean facilities. The most of the porta potties in busy areas at the beaches and things like that, we put more out and we had them cleaned daily, which increased the price of the expenditure. So this increase will get us into the beginning of next year and into the next budget.
So a lot of this was a result of the activities at the beaches?
The beaches, the fields, other areas. So wherever we had porta potties, we put more out than we normally would, and we left them out longer because the weather was better and they needed to be clean because public health is number one right now.
Sure, exactly. So do you think that that the beach attendance was actually up this year?
I can't speak to beach attendance, but the attendance with the parks in general were extremely busy this year. And I think because things were closed down, people are going outside, they're going to parks, they're going to the fields.
Sure. Okay. All right, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, James. Next item of PCR 109-20, liquid chlorine from McDermott Pool.
We reviewed the one bid submitted by Roberts Chemical and wish to award it to them. The old contract expires December 31st of 2020. The new contract will begin January 1st and run through December 31st, 2021. The cap is $20,000 and it'll be paid out of Chemical's pool.
So James, since this COVID thing has kicked in and consumed just about everyone's life, would you say the use of the pool has increased or decreased since March?
Well, the pool has been closed since March, so I'd have to say it decreased.
Okay, so it still is closed.
It's still closed.
Okay. And do you have an inventory of chlorine now, being that I'm sure chlorine was purchased earlier, anticipating, a full season? Do you have inventory of chlorine now?
There is chlorine at the pool now. I can't tell you exactly how much, but I know we haven't used it, a lot of it since March, so I could try to gauge that. So I would expect that we would be spending less on chlorine in the coming months than in previous years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do you have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? We still have zero attendees out there from the public. Okay, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that ends our business. It is 5:37 and the Finance Committee is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
So Ordinance Committee would be up next, but we are not eligible to begin that until 6 p.m. So we'll be back with you at that time.